אוקיי, בוקר טוב, גוד מורנינג. Okay, so today, today you're going to have to, we're going to tie a lot of loose ends together. You'll see more and more of what this thing Malchus is. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about how you're supposed to get in touch with Malchus. You can't use your normal faculties of Seichel that you're used to using to grasp Malchus. We'll see. Maybe let's get into a little bit. And then if you're struggling with it, maybe we can talk a bit about it. It's a more abstract. That's the whole definition. It's les lemigami klum. How do you grasp something which doesn't exist? Not that it doesn't exist, but it doesn't exist in the normal five senses. You can't grasp it with your five senses. The problem with the subject, it's in a realm that you can't use your five senses to grasp it. That's the problem you're going to have here. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about what you do use to grasp something that you can't be massing with your five senses. But let's get into it a little bit, and then we'll talk about it more. Last week, we gave a very poshut example using Chochmas HaGematria of a thing called a Shulchan. Yeah, a thing called a table. The table is made up of four pieces of wood and another piece of wood. And those four pieces of wood, then they come together, they make something new. They make something higher. They make something more. That's called a Shulchan. We saw it with the letters as well. Shin, Lamed, Ches, Nun on their own are just letters. You put them together, you get a word. You get something more. You don't just have, when I show you the word Shulchan, I say, what do you have there? You don't say Shin, Lamed, Ches, Nun. You say Shulchan. You understand? When I show you a table, you don't see, we'll speak about this now. He's going to discuss this. If you've seen it before in English, then you see it inside. If I show you a table, I say to you, what do you have there? You don't say a piece of wood. You don't say four pieces of wood and another piece of wood. You see, you have a table. But at the end of the day, it's just four pieces of wood with another piece of wood. It's five pieces of wood. That's all it is. So why do you say five pieces of wood? Because the coming together of those things has taken it to a new level. It's something else. Okay, so let's speak about that and let's see how that fits in with everything we've learned up to now about Malchus. So I'm there in the middle of Chav Dalet. And we saw that this thing, Kodal, that's called Malchus. So let's play with this a little bit. This is a mod man yet. Mod, this stuff is fascinating. Okay. The last paragraph. Okay, go on with Moshe Laniska. No, let's go to the paragraph above. V'daya d'inyan zeh shel Kodal nikra etzla kodmonim ha-malchus shel ha-mila. This thing, the Chachomim, call Malchus. This thing, a koilel, this concept called koilel, is called by the Kadmoini Malchus Shel Hamila. That's the Malchus of the word. And from this, we want to learn, this will teach us, we'll see what Malchus in the world is. The mamash definition coming up, yeah? When you have different parts, which each one is an individual part unto itself. Vabo inyan elyoin, something comes from above, something comes from outside of that system. Umachadish lem tsura hakoileles is kol hapratim, and creates, yeah, a shape, a tsura, something new, but it includes all the parts. Umetstarufotam leklalus inyan echad nale yoisa, and it joins them together into something more, something. Nale Yosa, something more, something higher. Shemata kol prat kva enu metzias atzmis pshuto. Each part now is not just a detail anymore in the klal. For sure, it's still that. The leg of a table is still a piece of wood. It doesn't stop being who it is. We will see. That's more chashuv, but it's more than what it was. But nothing's changed. It's the same chaticha wood. No, but it's more. Why is it more? Shemata kol prat kva einenu metzias atzmis pshutoi. Ela mishtana shmoi o metzias elois chelek mi binyan klali nela. Because it's now part of a bigger binyan. It's now part of an elevated concept. It's not just a piece of wood anymore. It's a piece of wood. Nothing's changed. It's the same piece of wood. But when you look at a table, you don't say, oh, that's a piece of wood. No, no, that's the leg of a table now. It's become something more. that koyach that we you can't, I said you can't grasp this with your five senses. That's called malchus. You take five pieces of wood, each one is an individual piece of wood. Nothing changes in the prut of that piece of wood. And yet you know that it's not just a piece of wood anymore. It's not the chelek of a shulchan. It's now been elevated. So it's doing, it's a fully actualized, it's the best piece of wood you could ever get. It's the best leg on its own. It's perfect. And you put it in the table and it stays the same, but yet it's different. It becomes more because it's part of something bigger. Yeah, they move on. That's important to have that. If you haven't got that, then we must ma'akev ya and deal with that, because that's the whole yusod we're going to be building up. Okay, so that's fine. We okay with that still? Yeah, check your pulses. Maybe you just want to see if you're still breathing. Okay, fine. Ukugon b'moshel aniska. Lekachnu chaticha eitz pshutus. You have to repeat. We're gonna. Okay, slowly. You take a piece of wood. Shekol achat la'atzmai lo toi v'lo tzura lo. Each piece of wood doesn't have a description. It's a piece of wood. It's a lovely piece of wood. It's a gewaltig piece of wood. It's going to be a very useful piece of wood. But at the end of the day, it's a chaticha eitz. Ubo inyan shulchan. The musag of shulchan now comes into the picture. Now shulchan is much more than just a piece of wood. The understanding of what a shulchan is higher. The musag of shulchan comes from another world completely. It doesn't come from the world of piece of wood. The musag of shulchan is a much more refined, it comes from a much more elevated world. A shulchan comes from a world of tzura, of form, of kli. It's a vessel. A piece of wood doesn't have a tzura of a kli and it doesn't have a shame kli. It's a piece of wood. That's what it is. A piece of wood. Shulchan has tzura v'kli. It's a kli. A shame kli and it's a tzura of a kli. So it's more than what it was before. Ulaze bo musak shel elyon, zeh elyon, umitztaref lechatichas eitz v'noisen lem tzura v'iloy. This thing called malchus takes these five pieces of individual blobs of wood, puts them together, and gives them an elevated tzura. They're now part of a tzura of a thing called a kli. They become so elevated that those pieces of wood, they're now called shulchan. When I point to the leg of a table, I ask you, what is that? You tell me it's a table. No, it's not. It's a piece of wood. No, it's a table. How did it become a table? It's the same piece of wood that it was lying on the floor that's now part of the table. How did it become a table? How did it become a kli with a tzura of table? That's malchus. That's malchus. The tziruf, you take individual parts, you put them together, you get something new and elevated. And all the parts are now part of that new and elevated thing. But it's still a piece of wood. It doesn't lose its individual. A tire on a car doesn't stop being a tire on a car. It's still a tire on a car, but it's very different when it's lying in the warehouse to when it's on the car. But it's the same tire. It stays the same. But it's more, it's part of something much more, and it's been elevated through being part of that thing which is more. We'll see other examples now that are maybe easier to grasp. This is a very basic example. We'll see how that applies. Brings nice mashalim later. Sorry, one second. The Miller, you take the letters, yeah, which are on their own, they don't have any meaning. Shin, put it on one side of the room, Alamar on another side of the room, Chet, Nun, just individual letters. Now you mitzaref them together. Oh, now you have a thing called the Shulchan. Rakashe bo shame Hamila, when the name comes. Nisala oises lois boinim Miller. Now the letters are part of a binyan called the Miller, they're part of a word now. They're not just individual letters. It's still an individual letter. The shin's still a shin. He didn't become something else. But he's something else because he's not just a shin anymore. He's the first letter in the word shulchan. He's part of a shulchan. Okay, that's clear. That's fine. Okay, now we take a step here. Now we're going to go back and see, do a bit of Chazara, and see how this fits in perfectly with everything we said about Malchus up to now. Okay, a very good time to do Chazara, and then we'll take this Marshall, whatever, and we'll take it the next step. So the first paragraph then Chafei says like this: V'ro eich shemitstarfin po kolam ha'gdoras sheniskanu b'malchus. Have a look here how all the definitions, the gedorim of what we've called Malchus up to now, come together here. The Malchus yesh is inyan haketa. We mentioned, remember, Malchus has the thing called keta, that thing which is above the system. In order for the king to be a king, he has to be outside the system. Not just outside, but also outside, keta. V'chein kan ha-musag ha-klali shulchan harei yubo ma'olim v'tvis elyon ha-yoysa. The Musag of Shulchan, where does Shulchan come from? Where does Shulchan come from? It comes from a place bigger, comes from a place higher up, comes from another place. That's the Musag of Keta. The king comes from outside the system. The Chosen, when he comes into the wedding, you have the Chosen, remember the marshal of the Chosen? He's outside the system. He's in the system as well. We'll see, that's another aspect of it. Of all, the aspect of keter is this thing that adds something which wasn't there before. Malchus is the thing that binds the five parts of the table together to make it a table, but there's something more that you didn't have before. That's keter. The musak shulchan. Shulchan's not just four or five pieces of wood that are stuck together. That's what you had. Malchus would mitstarif them and put them together like we saw. But there's something more here. There's something that wasn't there before. No, there isn't. You put it on the scale, it's the same weight. You've got five pieces of wood like you had before. There's nothing more. There's something more. Same as the chosen. When the chosen comes into the chasana, everything that was there gets mitzvah now to simchas mitzvah. Before it was just a lachmaniyah and a band and decor. The chosen didn't come, it would just continue just being food and music and decor. When the chosen comes, it gets mitzvah together. Yeah? But there's something more now. It's not just that the Lachmaniyah became a chevtz of mitzvah before it wasn't. There's something more there. There's now a chasana. There's a chosan. There's simchas a chosan. That's the musag of keter, yeah? V'chein ma she'amalchus les lemigah miklum. The other big aspect of Malchus we spoke about, the central theme of everything we're going to deal with, is les lemigah miklum. That the Malchus itself has nothing of its own. She'be'emes, לבסוף השם שולחן לס למיגה מכלום. שלמעשה כל השולחן רק חמישה חלקי עץ. What is a table at the end of the day? Five pieces of wood. No, no, it's a שולחן. What do you mean it's a שולחן? A שולחן is just five pieces of wood. It doesn't have anything. There's no more there. Nothing more there. What's more? What's it's a five pieces of wood. Oasis, לס למיגה מכלום. The letters of the miller. Sorry, I left that alone. Oh, ha'oises ha'mila, the letters that make up the word shulchan. There's nothing else besides those four letters. You take the four letters and you write them down in front of you. You have anything more than four letters, you can count them till you turn very old. There'll still be just four letters there. So where's this thing called shulchan coming from? You're right. It doesn't have anything of its own. It doesn't exist, really. All it does, it joins them together and takes them to a new level, a new world, a new metzias. At the end of the day, a table is just five pieces of wood. I told you, this is a hard thing to grasp using your five senses. You know, for sure. Check this out with me and let me know. When we spoke now about that the shulchan, the koilel, yeah, is something more there. It's more than just five pieces of wood. You all agreed, right? You almost come. No one said, one second, Rabbi. There's nothing there except five pieces of wood. Danhak mi shulchan. No, we all understood. We all understood that there's something more there, yeah? But at the end of the day, you see there's nothing more. There's just five pieces of wood. What's the difference between the first thing I said and now what we say? That's Malchus. Malchus is that thing you can't grasp it. There's nothing there. There's nothing new here. Yeah, but you know there's something new here. That you can't grasp with your five senses, that you have to grasp with your das, that you have to grasp with your inner perception of reality. The thing you use to know that there's a God, the thing that you use to know that you exist. the thing that you use to know that you have bechira, the thing you can't put under a microscope. That's why the goyim deny that you have it. The goyish world, the scientific world, has to come to the conclusion that you don't have bechira, because you can't prove bechira through the five senses. Bechira doesn't exist in the world of five senses. The knowledge of your own existence doesn't exist in the world of five senses. We take away all your five senses and you would still exist and know you exist. So you can't be getting the knowledge that you exist through your five senses. There's something else that you know this with. Yeah? That's malchus. It's less lemigami klum. It's nothing. It doesn't exist. So how do I grasp it? But you know that it's there. Nobody has stood up and said, 1 second. Nah, you're talking nonsense. Shulchan, 5 pieces of wood. The world got together and decided when 5 pieces of wood come together in a tzura like that, we call it a shulchan. Well, there's nothing more here. No, everybody here agreed with me there's something more. How did you prove it to me? You can't.
But the shulchan, what is new, it's we can use it. Before, we cannot use it. It's function of the piece of wood. The purpose of the piece of wood is to be used. That means to have something useful. Yep, so the shulchan, before...
It's now a kli.
Yeah.
It becomes something more. Yeah, but what makes it more?
We can use.
That's functionality. That's outside of the shulchan. The shulchan has now become a kli. It can be used for space, understand. But that thing that you're using now that's a kli is the same piece as a five wood that it was before kli. The fact that it's just come together through of a shulchan doesn't change anything. And yet you know that it's a very different kli. It's a very different thing. Something's radically changed here. That's the koilo. That's what we spoke about before, the koilo. The thing that makes it elevated and makes it more is malchus, but you can't grasp malchus because malchus doesn't do anything. It doesn't exist. And yet you know that it exists. They are avoidable. That's called das. That's why malchus is a difficult thing to grasp. It's the same as the chosen. It's the same as the chosen when it comes to the wedding. You're right, now we can dance and there's simchas hamitzvah, whatever. Yeah, but what is that? Just because one guy walked into the room, the whole room changed. Yeah, that's malchus. But it's nothing.
For the Hassan, Hassan said, it means, no, we have the purpose why we were here. If you are no Hassan, why we will be here? That means he gives also the purpose of
the meeting. He brings something new into the room. He brings something from outside into the system. He does two things, remember? He takes what's there already and mitstarifs that to the simcha, but he brings something else, the keter. He brings something that wasn't there before into the room as well. Okay. He brings mashu yote, something from above. That's called keter in achinami. Now it's a wedding. Before it wasn't a wedding. Now that it's a wedding, two things happen. The bread roll becomes a purpose bread roll. It becomes, like you said, now it's a tachlis, it has a purpose. It's a heft of mitzvah. Yeah, but there's something else there as well. There's simchas achosim. How did he bring that in? That's malchus. Les lemigami klum. Nothing's changed. The same piece of bread. Nothing's changed. And yet something big's changed. You can't grasp what's changed with your five senses. That's all the point. If you're grasping what we're talking about here with your five senses, then you haven't got what we're talking about. That's the problem. If you can prove to me malchus through your five senses, then that's not what we're talking about. It has to be grasped in a place, the same as you can prove to me you have bechira, yeah, mathematically or whatever. So that's not bechira, because you can't prove bechira, because bechira exists in a world beyond the five senses. You know, you can never prove to anybody that you know you exist. You go to university, you study philosophy. One of the first things they get them to do is you have to write an essay in which you prove that you know you exist. You could never do that. It's impossible. To prove you exist, Besada, there you can maybe come close. But that you prove that you know you exist, how are you going to prove that? Sure. It's an interesting exercise. Because you know you exist in a world that exists without words and without symbols and without five senses. So you can never put it under a microscope and show it to the scientific world. Yeah, I know I exist. Because you know you exist in a place that exists beyond words. If you don't, you're in a lot of trouble, by the way. If the only way you know you exist is through your five senses, well, then you're just a piece of steak. But we know that we're more than just a piece of steak. hopefully you know that you're more than just a piece of steak. So you know that the inner knowledge you have about yourself transcends the five senses. There's more. I'm not saying you get, for sure the five senses plays a role. But you would know that you exist even if you didn't have your five senses. So you see that there's something more going on than just your five senses. Rav Dessler calls that the Mabata Chitzoin and the Mabata Pnim. Rav Dessler calls the part of your mind that processes data that comes from the five senses, he calls that the external perspective. You need that as well. Zegam Choshuv. What Choshuv? You want to solve a mathematical problem. You want to work out how to get from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim. Yeah, sitting and meditating the whole day is not going to get you there. You need to actually sit down and work it out using your five senses and your seichel. But there's another part of the mind which he calls the Mabata Pnim, the internal mind, which he defines as, you can only define it negatively. By definition, you can't define it positively. You can only define it negatively. And that is it's the part of your mind that processes data that doesn't come from the five senses. It comes from somewhere else. It comes from that thing we call Keter. So that's called Das. That's called Das. That inner knowledge that you have. You don't have to ask if you want to ask a question. You just shoot from the hip. Whoever wants to ask questions, for sure. You know, that's what we're here for. We have to talk and share.
So, Rabbi Sheik, can I ask a question in that case, please?
Second question you've just asked. I don't know how many you've got, so be careful. You might run out of questions.
Okay, so okay, so before Sephardim bench, we say Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. Okay, it's not Zeh HaChamesh Chalakim Shaleitz. We say Zeh HaShulchan. Now, what's made it a Shulchan is the coming together and the purpose for which we've used it. Yeah, we've elevated something which had Keter Malchus. So my question is also connected with what Shmuel asked as well. Do we say that there's already a Keter with anything that was previously unusable and you've made it useful? Or only once you've taken that now article and elevated it, like the Shulchan, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem? That's my question.
Any Shulchan. Lav Davka Shulchan that's Lifnei Hashem. In anything, you take five pieces of anything, you put them together, and now you've got a new thing. Anything. When your kid plays Lego, you've got 50 pieces of plastic Lego spread all over the floor, right? That's usually where they are. And the kid takes them and he makes them into a chves, whatever, he makes them into an aeroplane. Yeah? If you say to, if he says, Abba, what did I make here? You tell him, yeah, it's 50 pieces of Lego. You tell him, no, it's an aeroplane, Abba. Same thing.
Okay, so it's nothing to do with how you use the object, is what I'm asking.
I didn't say it's nothing to do with how you use it. I never said that. I said, but it can be this even without the functionality of it. The thing itself has changed. The thing, the five pieces have come together. It's now Shulchan. That Shulchan may never be used ever. That doesn't stop the fact that it's gone from being four pieces of wood to a Shulchan. That thing which makes it, which is different between five pieces of wood and Shulchan, that thing you sense, there's something different here, it's hard to put your finger on it, that's Malchus. That's what we're focusing on. There's another thing called functionality. That's for sure part of it. Before you couldn't use it, now you can. It's also part of it. But that's not the main focus here. The main focus on here is you have five pieces of wood, and the only thing that's changed is they were disparate, and now they join together. Something new and elevated is in the picture now. That thing which makes it elevated and new, that's called Malchus. That's all we're saying here. Whether this Shulchan is Lifnei Hashem or lo, the same thing's happened. For sure, if you take it and you elevate it now because you use the table correctly, you use it as a Mizbeach, for sure. You play snooker on it and you use it as a Shulchan Lifnei Hashem. You understand? You have two different kinds of tables here. That's something else. That's the purpose you used it for. We're just talking about going from being disparate to united, create something new. We'll see. We'll speak it out more now. You'll see. He's going to give a Gavaldi commercial now. I'm going to get there today. Maybe next week. We'll see. But that's important that you focus on that. It's not the functionality, because the functionality you can pick up with the five senses. Function, you can see with your five senses. You can pick that up with your five senses. What's changed between five pieces of wood and a table, besides the functionality, while it was five pieces of wood, you couldn't use it. It was lying on the floor there. Now you have something you can put your coffee on. So for sure that's there. But the thing that's changed this thing from being five pieces of wood to a shulchan, that transition that you can't grasp with your five senses. Because really nothing's changed. It's still just five pieces of wood. No, it's a shulchan. No, it's five pieces of wood. The gap between, yeah, but it's just a shulchan. No, it's five pieces of wood. That's malchus. Because you know it's not just five pieces of wood anymore. Nobody calls a table five pieces of wood. You call it a shulchan. There's something new here. That new came about through malchus, through the ket of malchus. The place of malchus was the five pieces that what malchus did was it joined them together. But the new thing that you have now, that's the keta. Functionality comes afterwards. How you choose to use that thing now will determine whether this, you know, it says that every chicken dovens, it'll be eaten by a tzaddik. Because a chicken become part of the elevated avoid of a tzaddik, or it can just be wasted and, you know, thrown into the sewer. You know, for sure, you can use a dead cow to make tefillin. Wow, would cows doven to be made into tefillin rather than just become a pair of shoes? That's functionality. That'll also have kedusha involved, for sure. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that abstract, hard-to-grasp thing that when you look at something, you say, well, it's just five pieces of wood. But you know there's more there than just four pieces of wood. There's a shulchan. Yeah, for sure it's a shulchan. That's what we call it. No. It's not what we call it. It's what it is. But it's just five pieces of wood. Nachon, you're right. So then it's not a shulchan. No, it's a shulchan. That's malchus. Well, that's the marshal. Yeah, okay. Let's try and see it in more graspable terms, though. Okay? Yeah, I hope that makes it a bit clearer. Don't get confused with function. Not that it's not important. It's critically important. Well, zelo malchus. Or something else. Okay, so that was, I just want to finish off here. This piece here. Rak chamish echokait. Oisus amila. Vein poshum dove mila vodom. Veichenu Hashem shulchan. Where's the name Shulchan? There's just four letters there. Elu les le migami klub. It doesn't have anything of its own. Shurak mitstaref aleim la loisam le metzias elyoina. All that Malchus did was just join them together and then they get elevated to something new. At the end of the day, the Shulchan is just five pieces of wood. You can search that table for the rest of your life. You won't see anything new there. But there's something new there.
Okay, that's not really whatever, but in Chochmas HaGematria, even though the Koilo is less lemigami klum, therefore you don't use it b'derech klal. We don't say the Koilo derech klal. There are certain cases where you do, but you'll see we don't do it all the time because at the end of the day, it doesn't have anything of its own. Anyway, we can start. I want to start the next piece. You don't mind? It might take another 2-3 minutes. We can carry on. You want to stop now and we'll carry on next week. Just while we hot into the subject, I just want to put another marshal on the table and then you can take it through the week and play with it. That's okay? Beseder, okay. Uba marshal, Zenovin is in a malchus bo'ilam b'tzurosa anachayna. This marshal, we now understand the tour of malchus in a better way. Ula marshal malchus pras. In Persia, in America, you have lots of people who look different and think different. What value does each person have there when he's just himself? If this person would go somewhere far, this American would go to Russia, and he's not an American. He'll become an American just now. He's just a person, individual. He just happens to be an individual piece of somebody who happens to live on that piece of planet. He'll go somewhere else. No one will be scared to pick with him and fight with him and abuse him. Aval kashe yesh b'medina zeh melech. But if there's a king in that Medina, if everybody's dependent, they bow to the they subjugated to the king, Now they become Persians. You're not just Shmuel, Yankel, Reuven. Yeah, you're now Yankel. You're still Yankel, but you're now Persian. You're not American. You have a passport. You have a whole Medina behind you. You're part of something much bigger. The thing of a nation, you're part of a nation. Well, that's much more elevated. Now you have the whole nation behind you. Now you have the whole nation behind you, not just a yochid. You're a yochid. But you're now part of something much bigger, much more powerful. You get a new name. You're not Yankel anymore. You're Yankel, but you're Yankel the American. You're Yankel the Persian. You're Yankel the Russian. You're not just Yankel anymore. You're not just a homeless person. Stateless person. No. Shumaata enu nikra al shmoya prati elohu pasi. He's a pasi. Umata misho pogeya bo pogeya ba pasi. If somebody's pogeya in you now, he's not just a gaya in Yankel. Who cares? No, you just attacked the whole Persian nation. You just started up with America now. Whoa. Ukilu sharala kola ama pasi. You just went against the whole nation. There've been big wars because somebody started up with one person. Yeah, the last Lebanese war started up because Hezbollah captured three Israeli soldiers. Boom. What happened? There were just three individuals. Marcus Shualai. Why should I be worried because somebody, some other guy got captured? No, because he's not just another guy. And you chelek of the am. Now the whole Am's at war. Ukili poga b'kol am, b'kol echad, hu chelek mi'am, v'shema am nikralov, v'mi sh'yistir lechiv, kilo hakam l'melech pras. Somebody picks up with the lowest person in that nation. It's like you're starting up with a king. Wow. Okay, so it's just another marshal that you can play with, where you have all these loose parts, individuals, they get bound together as a nation through the malchus, through the keter, the melech, yeah. Before he's making roads and building and doing all the individual things in the asrach, in the place. Just the mere fact that you're part of an is you have a whole new tzuri, you're a whole new person. But you're not. If I put you under the microscope, you look exactly the same. No, but you have a passport. You're now part of a nation. If someone starts up with you, he's not just starting with you as an individual. He's starting up with a whole nation. Okay, so that's also malchus. Then that's a shemul keri. I'm sorry we went over time, but I just wanted to. I didn't want to leave the table as the last marshal because with the nations, your tech color, it's easier to grasp what that means. You're part of something bigger than yourself, and that comes from the fact that there's a melech. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. That's Metz Hashem. We'll pick that up next week, Bezrat Hashem. Okay.
Thank you.
That's hard stuff. Hard work. Okay.
Good job, is
simple. Not so straightforward. You okay there after all of that?
Chavez.